Okay, so we're in the middle of towards the end of Ayin. Towards the end of Ayin, you can move the stones. I'm sorry. Going on over here. Okay. So he says here in Ayin, the question that we had was, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu create a 100% physical guf and a 100% spiritual neshama? When what he could have done is, and then combine the two, what he could have done is just made a creature metchila 50% spiritual and 50% physical. He asked this kasha already earlier, and the answer he said was. And the answer he says here also is that because our job is to perfect the world, and part of perfecting the world is taking the physical and making it spiritual. And therefore, we got to take the physical guf and use the spiritual part, use the neshama to perfect the guf. And that's what he says here in Ois Ayin. Okay? At the end of Ayin, he says, number 70, towards the end of 70. Well, this is what you have to understand. It's the next page, I think. The Indian of bringing the neshama to the guf is so that people could live a pointless life. The point of putting the neshama to the guf is to perfect the guf. Zikuch mamish, a full perfection, la'aloisa mishfal madrigosa achomis, to raise up the guf from being a physical being, v'choshcha and dark, ela madrigo al yoino. Liyo is kamaloch yasharis, to be like an angel. V'dover zom atzonu kfar b'moshe Rabbeinu, shezocha v'zikech es chomriyusoy. And this we found in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had turned his guf into the dagger of an angel. And that's why the Jewish people saw Kikaron or Pnei Moshe, that the skin of Moshe shone through. What were you seeing? What do you mean you saw the light through the face of Moshe?
You connected how you can live without moving.
Yes. The answer is you're saying, what he's saying is you saw the neshama. So apparently, if you could isolate seeing the neshama, you would see light shining through. But we have our bodies block the neshama from being seen. So our bodies have a reality independent of the neshama. But Moshe Rabbeinu had no reality of of the body independent of the neshama. And therefore, his reality just shone through the neshama. The neshama is shown through the body. Chanoich it says that Eliyahu HaNavi didn't die, right? That's that Eliyahu HaNavi could come back down to this world. So, what does it say? Eliyahu went up into Shemaim. The Sa'ara of Eliyahu. The great winds took up his whole body and brought him up to Shemayim. What does that mean? What's the symbolism of that? What it means is that his body became such a spiritual reality that he didn't have to, in order to go up to Shemayim, most of us need to separate our neshama from our guf. Because the guf needs to stay down here and the neshama goes upstairs. Eliyahu HaNavi, through his avodah, made it that his neshama was able to mekadesh the guf, that the guf also went upstairs.
Where do we see that from what he's saying? I mean, he's really starting off saying there's two separate things, right? There's two separate things. Even if somebody's like Moshe Rabbeinu, how does that change the guf?
Because the guf, the point is that that's the struggle. By being mekadesh the guf, what you're doing is you're utilizing the guf. Because you're not ignoring the guf, you're using the guf only for mitzvahs. So everything about the guf became only a tool for mitzvahs. So now it didn't get in the way of the neshama. During its lifetime, it never got in the way of the neshama. There was nothing in the tzarchei haguf, which lived independently of the neshama. So there's no reason to be a period between the neshama and the guf. So Misa is just normally when the neshama is recalled to its tachlis. Normally it has to be separated from the guf because in this world there was a separation between the neshama and the guf.
You have to say a little bit more. You have to say that somehow the neshama changes the guf. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the guf as something physical. It's not. You have to say kind of that the neshama takes over the guf a little bit, no? It's not just that it's not in the way. It's the guf, neshama mamash takes it over or something like that.
The zakeich the guf, whatever that means. It makes that the guf does not have an independent mitzias other than to be misayeya the neshama. How does the neshama go about this purification process of the guf? I guess in this context, he's saying the or is the or of like refinement. It refines the guf. The more Torah mitzvahs there are, it protects and perfects the guf even more. And it's mekayim zchus koina. Okay. So amra neshama matzano toelas shleimus leguf v'zchus neshama v'loy toelas shleimus neshama. He asks pungvaker now. So now I don't understand the opposite. So you're telling me, if I would ask you, what is the point of this world? I think most of us would say, to purify our neshamas. Right?
And to tame the goof.
Right. So, according to this, what he's explaining now turns out that it's primarily to perfect the guf. So the neshama started off perfect anyway. So now, if the job of mankind on this world is to provide perfection, take things from, make perfection. So adrabba, now it comes out that the neshama was good the whole time. And all our job is to perfect the guf. So do we have any job to perfect our neshama? What's the job? You're almost saying, I have to do a mitzvah. Got to do mitzvahs because you want to kaddish the guf. So the neshama should tell you, use your guf to take a lulav. So there's the mitzvah of lulav perfecting the neshama, there's the mitzvah of lulav perfecting the guf. So it's weird. It comes out it's only to perfect your guf. So amra seichel, oid nedaber b'zebisyati d'shmaya. I will explain this. But nashlam ato inyanin. Let me finish saying what I was saying before. So he's going to complete the thought and then go and explain the question. Hine, ze azikoch hu ikar pula ashel neshama ba'olam azeh. So he says, no, you're right. The main goal of the neshama in this world is to perfect the guf. Because the main nisayon that we have is the nisayon of the guf. The neshama is not what's providing us nisyonos. What makes us have nisyonos is the guf. And it's the whole balance between neshama and guf.
And would you say kavod is a function of the guf?
Very good question.
So, isn't this
kavod is
pulling down?
Kavod is a neshama. It is a spiritual type of kaiva. So I hear what you're saying.
Isn't the guf? I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking a question.
It's a good question. That's a great question. Actually, there's a Vilna Gaon on that question.
I'd like to learn that.
I have to prepare it and to look back and find that graph.
But it sounds like it's a fascinating
approach.
Yeah.
So he says,
especially the Obregon of all people, you know,
yeah.
he's such a genius.
Yeah. And he asked this question that you're asking. So, Va'achar next world, the neshama will have more inyanim. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it says, "Tachazi, come in here, come and see." Ad she'aguf oimei ba'olam hazeh, who chaser min hatashlum. When the world, when the guf is in this world, it's not hitting its shleimus. La'achar shu tzadik v'halach b'darach yosher, u'meis b'yosher nikras
How is this thing basic?
shar
The
b'tashlum.
goof dies. What tassels to protect the goof?
Until. I don't know what Sarah is, but there's some sort of bechin of Sarah. I mean, exec called Pritzid Kasa. Ilui Kvoido Shamokan, Hamisal Bishlamis Brusite, Shako Baral Kvoide, Vizakosha Yvolin in a Maisa Tud Kapi Mile, Shakin Nikbal Israel Mal, he cannot his Roch Shasal of one of his bar. The Tachlis of this world is to create Nachas Roch with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Nachas Roch that you're creating by being Mekadosh even the Gashmis. And therefore, that's the Iker Tachlis that's happening right now. Okay, now we'll have to see how that plays out. This Ayin Beis, this letter number 72, is quite long. Right, a few pages probably, no?
What's the number? Which phone number?
72.
Oh, 72.
Thanks, it's
Yeah.
long.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so 72 is going to be very fundamental.
Because it's the name of God. How can you say this is fundamental? This is like so not
It's
fundamental.
beyond fundamental.
Oh my
Right?
gosh, it's like if
Yeah.
this is fundamental, I mean, you know, what's high stuff look like? Seriously, you call it fundamental. You